FCS football. Semifinal games. We're down to the final four this weekend, and with a look back at last week and a look ahead to this week's big games, we're joined on the telephone line by our friend Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Let's talk about last week and the quarterfinals, and let's start with the Fargo Dome. I thought a very interesting game, a defensive battle. Illinois State more than acquitted themselves, and it was not an easy game out of the Fargo Dome.
Yeah, you know, I think we got a great example of how the Missouri Valley teams, they do try to emulate what North Dakota State does, because they know they're going to have to compete against it every year. So I think we saw it with Northern Iowa, you know, with them taking their best shot at CMU, just playing tough defense and trying to scrape and scrap by against, obviously a very good defense they're playing against. And, Illinois State's been a power for years. Even when they're a little bit down, they're 6-5 and probably can compete in the playoffs. And, you know, this year we've seen them have to be one-dimensional because they really don't have anything at quarterback since the injury. And they had North Dakota State on the ropes. They were challenging Trey Lance. Not too many teams have done that this year. And it turns into a field goal fest with, you know, one fumble or one interception, and that game could have gone the other way. So, yeah, that was a good one, and it just shows how good a staff Brock Back has, I think.
Well, the slipper finally came off for good for Austin Peay after a tremendous season and a great run, but, boy, Montana State, awfully tough to beat at home.
Yeah, they are. And, that, you know, they had one of the really good crowds this past weekend. I mean, the atmosphere at MSU is great. My understanding, by the way, is they have been able to sell their entire allotment of tickets at North Dakota State. So they travel well, obviously. It's just a great venue and a tough place to play. And, I don't think anybody doubts this. The Big Sky is a stronger conference than the Ohio Valley Conference. So, if you're going to have to go into the, you know, a tough location like that, you're really going to have to rise above. And, it doesn't take anything away from the fact that Austin Peay reset their school record for wins three times this year. at 9 wins, 10 wins, and 11 wins, and they've only hit the 8-win mark, I want to say, 3 or 4 times in 70 or 80 years of playing football. They did it 2 years ago, you know, under Will Healy. So they are building something special. And I'll tell you something, fall in recruiting, it's not going to end anytime soon. They have a great class coming in. They've had great classes the last few years. This is not, you know, a one-time comet flying through the sky and see it again in 90 years. I think it's the beginning of something.
Well, let's stay right in that bracket and talk about this weekend's game, the semifinal. What do the Bobcats have to do to be able to hold their own against North Dakota State?
I think we saw a couple good examples this past weekend of what you got to do to punch the two FCS monsters in the mouth, because they're very similar in what they do. You're going to have to, you know, establish the run, stop there. I mean, I feel like I'm a coach. Days again, but I mean, it obviously this style works, and the cool thing about Montana State is that's what they play. I mean, the two best defenses, by the way, in the whole Big Sky are Montana State, Weber State, and you know, it isn't any coincidence. Yes, you're still standing. You know, they both do it that way. That's how they built their programs, and so the matchup is actually pretty good. My colleague, Sam Herder, who actually went to NDSU and has covered them in the past before he worked with us, I mean, he thinks this one could be a potential upset because we just saw a template for what you can do
right
to frustrate Trey Lance. So I think it's going to be a great game, and it's not going to have – last year's blowout has nothing to do with this year's game because that was a completely different Montana State team and arguably the best FCS team of all time last year. So, although Randy Moss might say something about that.
We're talking
it's a pretty good game.
Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports with us here on Downtown. Well, a defense is often the name of the game in these deep championship runs. And we know what Corey Heatherman can do. He did it last year with the Black Bears. And boy, he had the magic going last week with, I think it was James Madison's first ever postseason shutout, knocking off Northern Iowa.
Yeah, what a genius hire by Cignetti. I mean, I remember when he did that, thinking, man, you know, this guy coached with Saban. He's a smart guy, because that was a great decision to go out and get Maine's defensive coordinator after what they did last year. And, yeah, how many times do you see a quarterfinal shutout? I mean, that just doesn't happen. And, you know, it happens in the regular season when you play that 1-10 team and you're 10-1. It doesn't happen when you're playing a 10-win team from the Missouri Valley Conference. So, I mean, Northern Iowa is missing some key guys. You know, their deep threat receiver who was on our All-American team this week, Weston, that's a big loss on offense for them. You know, but in general, it was going to be tough to score points on James Madison, and they just couldn't get past the 50-yard line. So, but on the flip side, they did keep it close. It was 10-0 with 2 minutes to go. And, you know, there's other ways to score points other than just long, elaborate drives, you know, 8 plays, 80 yards. I mean, you can score on punts and fumbles, and you can break a long run. And that potential was still there late in the game. So Northern Iowa played the hearts out.
When we talked last week, we talked about how different it would be when Weber State played Montana at their place as opposed to going out to Grizz Stadium. And my goodness, being home made a difference last week for them.
You know, I was looking at the score. I think we were about a halftime. And I was like, man, last week they scored 73. This week they have 7. Like, wow, what a difference 2 weeks. Or 1 week makes. But yeah, I think if that one had been in Missoula, I think Montana would have won. But Weber State, even hobbling on offense, you know, Josh Davis is a weapon for them, and he wasn't quite right because of that nagging injury. He still tried to make it go during the game, and he caught a key touchdown pass out of the backfield, which is what Josh does. You know, last year's Jerry Rice Award winner for top freshman in the FCS, but you know, he's hobbling, and that was big, and he's going to be hobbling probably against James Madison, too. So,
well, yeah, and for the second year in a row, Corey Heatherman gets to see what he can do against this Weber State offense. And, boy, I don't know, it's a different world going from Utah to Harrisonburg, Virginia, and probably 27,000 strong at Bridgeforth Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is I even think it'll be a lot different game than what we saw 2 years ago in the quarterfinals when Weber State gave JMU all they wanted and probably should have won that game. This one, I think Weber State's really going to struggle to put many points on the board at all. You know, just a repeat of what we saw last weekend with Northern Iowa. You know, if they get a touchdown offensively, I'll be impressed, because again, they're hobbled. Their passing game comes through sometimes in the pinch, but sometimes doesn't at Weber State. But a lot of times they don't really need it to be the big cornerstone of what they do. But this week they probably will need it, and I don't know how well it'll work against JMU. So, you know, I think it'll be defense, and, you know, really tough defense for Weber State, and just pray for some mistakes or whatever. But as we saw with NDSU and JMU last week, the coaching staff really shut it down when it was apparent that they couldn't score a lot of points on Illinois State and Northern Iowa. And they kind of dared the other team and just said, look, we're not going to do anything stupid to mess this up. We're just going to grind because we don't think you can score on us. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what we see again this week, because the defense plays so well at JMU.
Well, we're looking forward to it this weekend. National semifinals, FCS football. Check out Hero Sports for all the inside information. Great job on the All-American teams as well. And, hey, we won't talk with you before then. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And we'll catch up with you, I hope, that Thursday before the national championship game.
Yeah, Rich, I appreciate it. And we'll definitely do that.
Brian McLaughlin, Hero Sports, breaking it down for us as we get ready for the semifinals in FCS football this weekend. Getting things underway on a Thursday afternoon.